But you have authority to rule because God purposed this for your life. And you belongs to God, not the devil. You belongs to grace. And you have faith. You have love. You don't have disaster and weakness and fear and doubt and unbelief. That stuff don't belong to you. It does not belong to you. Just because the enemy challenged your faith, that don't mean that it's not true. What I mean by that, just because he challenged you and said, well, you're sick and you're this and you're that, what you gonna do? I'm gonna identify with the word. The word says I'm healed. The word says I'm strong. The word says I'm more than a conqueror. The word says I'm rich. Well, I'm gonna hold fast to it and line my action, my confession, my meditation, my consecration, my doing up with the word. Didn't I, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only? Amen. Deceiving your own self. See, it's one thing just to talk the word and not do it. You got to walk the walk and talk the talk. If you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. If you say you're a new creature, then walk like one. All right. Hallelujah. If you believe you're healed, don't go around talking about how sick you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, did it for what? Now watch this. He did it and read it again according to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in who? Where are we? Where are you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ. He purposed this in Christ, and I'm in Christ, and you in Christ. And that means you and I should have what he purposed in Christ. Did he purpose for Christ to be sick? Did he purpose for Christ to be broke? Did he purpose for Christ to be confused? Did he purpose for Christ to be divided? He is according to his eternal purpose. What did Jesus do when he walked the earth? How many people Jesus went about in his ministry making sick? I thought he said he took 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men beside women and children. I'm in Christ now. He purposes in Christ that I should live the good life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 12. In whom we have what? Boldness. Boldness. We have what? Boldness. And what else? And access with confidence. How? By faith in him. By faith of him. By faith of him. I access this by faith of him. That's how I get it. That's how I get it. It's been given to me. It's been given to me. The enemy tried to take it. I said, no, you don't. I don't back down. I back him down. I tell you, you get where you belong. And where do you belong? Under my feet. Somebody made up a song. I beat the devil running. I'm glad about it. I ain't running from that sucker. Brother Aiken told one time, so a minister told him, they was talking. He said, Brother Aiken, brother, I got the devil on the run. He said, yeah, I got the devil on the run. Thing about it, he chasing me. No. Satan been defeated. You notice he said, we access this. He said, we in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And then, I'll go ahead. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation for you. I don't have time to go into that one. But I'm just going to make a statement. I faint not for my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Paul talks about in a portion of in Colossians chapter 1, that the stuff he went through, and uh, to and that God, the Lord, left it in his hand to finish writing the gospel. And we can read through 2 Corinthians, he talks about the time that he was in all kind of stuff, perils of water, perils of sword, perils of people. He just talks about all that. And then you find out in 2 Timothy, he talked about all the persecution and stuff that he went through. He said, out of them all the Lord delivered me. My point is that Paul said, I was persecuted, but it didn't stop me from doing what God told me to do. You live godly, persecution coming your way. The devil going to do it. He going to use people to help him do it. But they can't stop you. I said they can't stop you. Why? Because that's why you want to find out so you know how to use your authority. Not walk in the light of this word. Know how to live victorious. Although you're challenged, you overcome because we have been made more than conquerors. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every time I do it. So I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop right here. Just going to make a closing statement. Sometime when you get time, go and read. I want to get to Colossians chapter 1. And like I said, I love these epistles. I love them. Because they tell you who you are and what you have, what you can do. And when you get time, go and read the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. You can start around the 20th verse. And Jesus said, he prayed, and then we're done. He prayed that we will be one with them as he and the Father is one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and God, the body of Christ. We are Christ's body. Did you hear what I said? We are Christ's body. He's the head. You see my head? You wouldn't say, you see me coming. There comes Jimmy in his head. You address me as Jimmy, right? Wouldn't you? You wouldn't. Well, we are one with him. And that's why you want to find out your part. Remember, we talked about what is the fellowship, what is your part, what is my part. Now, I got members of my body. I got a left hand, a right hand, and on and on and on. My left hand don't do the same thing my right hand. I can move my right hand, left hand is not doing anything. But what if I need my left hand to help my right hand out and it just stuck to my side? It ain't doing its part. It's in the body. And that's why we got to learn how to work together and do our part. Sitting up, you know, I use the term watching Matlock, won't teach you this. You understand? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. But spending time in prayer and the Holy Ghost and in the Word, you learn this and you walk in it. More and more and more. The more you learn, there's more to learn, and the better you live, and you'll find out this is the good life. You know something there? God is no respecter of person. God don't have favoritism. The same blood that took to redeem me, it took to redeem you. The same price he paid for your redemption, he paid it for me. Just because y'all call me Reb, I'm not special. I know many Rebs won't tell you that because they want to be special. I was a born again believer before I became a pastor. It's a calling, it's an anointing that we honor. But God loves you just as much as he loved me. And he'll do for you what he'll do for me. He'll do for others what he'll done for you. What caused God to move? That you believe him. You believe him. You act on his word. Not because you cry and beg, because you believe God. And when you get an opportunity, you ought to just show out with your praise.